CKUT on the air, live for CKUT. CKUT.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fabies and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day, Thursday, June 24th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte-des-Neiges, corner of Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Thursday, June 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Data, our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
What's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
And she had to take a second look at me. We could take it there. Over a second look. I had to look at her twice. And she had to take a second look at me. We could take it there. Over a second look. Second gander.
Ramen noodles, that's the struggle plate. Even dead broke, she broke her neck to do a double take. Well, there's no subtle way to give her a second gander. Buddha a romancer, no captors, no candor. She is just a dancer with big old delusions of grandeur. She moving like a panther, a crab in a bucket like a cancer. Somehow we on the rocks like a Jeep Wrangler, sipping out decanters. I guess it can't hurt to kick her off this damn earth. It's fam first, her knees bruised up until her prayers are answered. I begged her with some light banter, I might one night stand her. Now she about to risk it all like a gambler.
I had to look at her twice, and she had to take a second look at me. Take it there. Over a second look.
twice. And she had to take a second look at me. We could take it there. Over a second look, second gander.
She's not a happy camper.
Nope.
She needs some molly to enhance her. Smoking sticks of cancer will land her in an early grave like a chancer. She craves the glitz and glamour like she don't fit the standard. Gander, if you will, she clamors for the gaze of cameras. The type of chick that any man will philander. She's a fortune teller like a banker. Tell her she's a scammer. Always needs a man to just hand her the bag like a fucking baggage handler. She belongs to the street, she wanna be pampered. Wallet season pampers, doing her dirty deeds on camera for her only fans to see like their fantasy.
I had to look at her twice. She had to take a second look at me. We could take it there. Over a second look. I had to look at her twice. And she had to take a second look at me.
Yes, 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 it's another Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm on the air with
Renee Jordan. And this evening, we're going to be talking with Chrisella Nicholas, who has started 514 Online Mix Radio on 102.3 FM, so still on our great FM dial. And it is a show that is there to promote the Montreal music scene, Montreal artists, Montreal product, and Chrisella being a... not really a musician, I would, or maybe a musician. I don't know if you would refer yourself like that, but an artist herself who has been on our show in the past as an artist, and is now there representing artists. So, Chrisella, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing so fine, especially to be here joining you this evening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So the last time we had you in the studio, you were beginning your artist journey.
Yes.
And I believe you had one single.
Yes.
That you had at that time. And now you're transitioning into a different side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing that Kim and I are doing in a way.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, I mean, we do have artists. We do have artists that come through. And we're always there to promote whatever is happening within the Black community.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you meant you guys are going to be artists as well.
Oh, no. Well, actually, Kim is an artist.
Well, I've always been an artist, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, we love to support the Black community, and we love to support the artistic community as well. And especially with, you know, COVID-19, we changed up the show a little bit, and now we kind of give more of a longer platform for our guests to be showcased on the show. So as opposed to like coming in for a little 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you know, we have the hour and a half to fill up with.
That's amazing.
Artist music or whatever it is that they're up to. So speaking of COVID-19.
Yes.
How has that been for you? Just in general.
Huge change. Actually, the first night that COVID-19 started, we were actually at the Belmont, and some of the artists that we were working with was opening up for Onyx. I believe, yeah, they're opening up for Onyx at the time, and there was like nobody there. And we're used to having a big crowd. We're used to working at concerts and following artists all around. That's how we actually started. And after that, we had to go virtual, and we were not prepared for the virtual world. We thought we would have been outside, but actually this is the reason why we're also an online internet radio station, and we're doing radio today, because COVID put me in this position where I am today. So I'm actually very grateful that I got to learn the hard way in the beginning, because COVID really did change a lot for us.
So you were following artists around from different shows?
Yes.
And doing interviews on the spot with them, I suppose?
Exactly, doing interviews on the spot. It was kind of like urban kind of journalism during their concerts.
Mm-hmm. And so that last concert, I guess you would have got a more in-depth interview from the artist, given the fact that there was no one to really perform to.
Yeah. And the energy is what I'm looking for when it comes to interviews at concerts. And the energy, it wasn't there as much as it would have been if it wasn't for COVID. And it was just the night cut early. There was only a limited of people that were allowed in. So it just wasn't the best night to have interviews during like an outside concert like that.
Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So how has your format changed since the onset of COVID?
So now we work more on Zoom. Before we didn't work that much on the computer. We only worked on virtual interviews for artists who weren't in Montreal. So for artists that we wanted to reach abroad, like we were interviewing some artists in Australia. So we worked a little bit on Zoom, but now we're working on Zoom, I would say 90% of the time, instead of working with like artists in person.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And when does your show normally air?
So our shows normally air now every Thursday, 7 p.m. We're going to drop a new interview, but you can also catch our online radio station 24/7. And we're on 102.3 FM, Radio Centreville, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. So that's where you normally catch our shows.
Okay. So it's not a live show at 1 a.m. It's not a recording?
It's usually a recording. It will be live once I'm going to be able to get into the studio, which is actually now. I'm going to be able to start getting into the studio because there's not going to be a curfew anymore. So we were doing a pre-recording and they were broadcasting it live. But I'm so excited to do it live because you'll see a little bit more of who I am when it comes to being on the spot. I'm not going to have a script. I'm going to be like, you know what? This happened today. That happened today. I get to tie that all in instead of wait for another week to basically speak about the topic that I wanted to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so 1 a.m. to wait.
You're going to have more flexibility to be spontaneous in the way that you're articulating yourself to your audience.
That's it.
And go ahead.
Go ahead, Kim.
What made you decide to transition from being a singer-songwriter / musician to now going into a form of radio journalism? What made you decide to take that step?
Okay, I'm going to actually go way back and talk about when I was 17. I'm 29 now. Okay. I met Mitsumi Takahashi at Harvey's when I was flipping burgers, and I made her a burger with love. Everything I do with love. And I was just so animated, and she just liked who I was. So she gave me a card and said, come see her. She gave me a tour around CTV, and I was just loving it. And I was looking at the life of a journalist, and I enjoyed it, but I still didn't know that was something I wanted to do.
Right.
Mitsumi asked me, are you interested in journalism? Because she just seen something in me that just lit up when I was watching them behind the scenes, because she actually took me on a tour when she was doing the news. So I was behind the scenes watching the cameras go, watching them when they started, while Mitsumi Takahashi was doing the news. And so I just left it. I didn't do anything with journalism. I tried to pursue my artist career. I used to do a lot of cover songs for events, for weddings, for dinner parties. That's where I usually were singing. I wasn't usually singing on YouTube. I didn't have a YouTube account back then. I was just on the streets doing my thing, trying to make a buck, pretty much. And then a man approached me, and he wanted me to help him out with his radio station. And the way how I was doing it, I just couldn't stop. And he just seen that fire in me. And he's like, you know what? You can do this. You can really do this. And it was turned over to me, and I rebranded it and changed everything and started from zero. I really started from zero. I had to do my own editing, my own filming. I had to do all the interviews. It was just me and my partner, Flint. And we were just working real, real hard on basically starting all over.
Okay. And is Flint still with you now?
My partner, yes, and okay. She is definitely still with me with everything we do. It wouldn't be the same without her as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So it's a team effort. Yes. Is Flint's background also is she an artist as well, or?
Actually, she used to do like short little editing movies and stuff for her school. She's actually an archaeologist. Yeah, so that's what she does, right? So we were really starting from scratch. Right. But when it comes to music, it was something that was both in us. It was something that became natural, talking to people, interviewing people. It was something that we got almost addicted to doing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And what is it that you think was really lacking in terms of interviewing artists and promoting artistry within Montreal that you felt that you needed to bring to the table?
Well, a lot of people didn't know where to go. A lot of people felt intimidated to speak to certain people, as did I, because you just didn't know where to turn to or who to turn to. So we wanted to do interviews in such a different way. Like I said, we started with wanting to do it at concerts and following artists around during their daily activities. We didn't expect right away to be sitting here like we're doing now and doing interviews. But what I really wanted was to add my flavor to the music scene, a little bit more of you're going to see basically, because I'm not only a Black woman, I'm not only a woman, I'm also a lesbian. So I get to add all of that flavor. I get to add the people of the LGBTQ+ community. I get to add the people of the Black community. Flint is also Indigenous. So we get to add the Indigenous flavor as well, and also a female touch to it. So we're woman-owned, Black-owned, and Indigenous-owned. So we just wanted to add a little bit more seasoning to the music scene. So more people like us, more people who felt intimidated, or more people who just wanted to showcase their story. And even if they wanted to show off, they had the spotlight to do it on their terms.
Mm. So mm-hmm. when it comes to music, do you also feature Indigenous artists as well?
Yes. Nice. Yes. One of the biggest Indigenous artists that we got to interview was Violent Ground. And they are, I believe, up north from Naskapi. I think the people of Naskapi. And they are an amazing, amazing rap group duo. And they do a lot of things for the community. And they did a lot for 514 Online Mix as well.
Mm-hmm. So you, and when it comes to the music, is there a particular genre of music that you focus on, or is it just Montreal music?
This is funny. I'm so glad you asked that, because we just want to focus on all genres, okay? But we were so, we've been given so many hip-hop artists. It's a blessing. It really, really is. But I just want it to be pop, rock, alternative, jazz, hip-hop, rap. I want to do it all in a way. I want to basically cross over the genres. That's pretty much what we do as well. But we, 80% of the artists that we do talk to are hip-hop artists.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting that there's so much hip-hop coming out of Montreal.
So many hip-hop artists out there who just want to express themselves in their own way. Coming from Montreal.
So normally, do you end up chasing the artists? Do you do some research to find those underground artists, or do people come and find you?
Yes, normally we do try to look for these artists who we want to talk to and who we want to speak to in interview. But lately it's been a transition. We are going through a merge with DMS, and actually Breaking Records is also merging with us on a radio network. And so we've been going through a little bit of a transition, I would say, quote unquote, construction period. So the artists lately have been just looking for us. We haven't asked for
Breaking Records. Very long time.
Yeah, Breaking Records is actually a radio station as well in Ontario.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're merging mm-hmm. with another radio station in Ontario. And you mentioned one that was another radio station?
DMS. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're aware of a domain source, which is run by Feezy. He handles all the rap battlings, and he does a lot of promotion for the city. And he has his show starting from 11:59 p.m. on 102.3 FM as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and because you guys all share the hip-hop artists, it's sort of blended together in that regard.
Oh yes, and I'm fortunate because Feezy gave me the opportunity to be a host on his radio show as well. So big shout out to Feezy for giving 514 Online Mix that 1 hour.
Now, I saw that you also said that you do this on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's it.
Because you have that video aspect available to you on Twitch, can you actually see the artist that you're talking to?
Yes, we can do something like this on Zoom for Twitch. This is very helpful for a lot of interviewers. You can basically use Zoom, and you can have something that can showcase multiple social media platforms, and you can go live from different platforms at the same time. So the best one that a lot of people use for Twitch is Zoom, and they would do their Zoom live interview, like I said, on Zoom, and mm-hmm. they showcase it on Twitch live.
Ah,
yeah,
so
and
you can host the two platforms together so that you can broadcast in one space.
Yes, sir.
So we can see you in four places.
That's it: YouTube, the internet radio station, 102.3 FM. And soon we're going to be doing live Twitch shows in front of our pool, just to spice it up for y'all.
that's a nice way to, I guess, chill out, relax during the summertime.
Yes. There's some people who are still quarantining every day, and like they look forward to our videos. They look forward to seeing new content that we have, to the point that they try to tell us what to do. But that's all right, because you know we got a lot of love for everybody. And some of them wanted, you know, oh, you got a pool, why don't you do some Twitch videos in front of the pool? So we heard all 195 of y'all, and we're gonna do it.
I wonder why the pool, but either way,
I don't know what is it about the pool that they like so much. They want to go under screens and watch a pool under screen. We'll do it for you. We'll make y'all happy.
All right, just in case you're tuning in for the first time this evening, we are talking to Chrisella Nicholas about what she's doing with 514 Online Mix, a new radio show that came alive during COVID times and is going to brand new heights. We do have to take a quick break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mean and careless. Obviously no nights without princess. I'd rather be gentleman and bet on my patience. Cause even when looping lose, well, he's still winning. I'm still trying to find myself. Still doesn't know where's my own place. She's beautiful and she likes my pretty little face. Trying to feel love in my brain. Learning how dancing in the rain. Letting go away the pain. Cause I gotta stay in my own lane. Gotta grip on it. Gotta go my own way. I wish you well, but I wish you would've. Too many, many, many times. To worry all the time. Too many times I've been down. Too many times I got back up. Too many things my mom told me. Too many friends turned into enemies. I've been holding her up while she's been holding me down, down, down to the ground. Too many times, too many lies, too many times. What goes around comes around, and what goes up must come back down. But I won't let them see me sweat.
Yeah. Nomadic.
Hey. I've been studying the competition. Unimpressive, you can't tell me I ain't on a mission. Hair's growing, the air blowing around me different. All this fortune like I'm born into a royal visit. Fuck a wedding, most of the queens I know are single mamas. Barely making rent, it's like a tent they sit inside of. Still they smile like the shining sun that sit inside them. Too many summers, all my people stagnant, sitting silent. Time to get up with the give and go, I see no option. Sipping coffee plus I'm plotting, please don't interrupt them. I see the passion up inside them, we just got to help them. Before I do that, I need to stop being so fucking selfish.
Now we gotta be strong for us to make it out. Every day is a war, gotta protect yourself. I would die for my people if it all goes down. Like class warriors, I'm standing on violent grounds. 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 I'm standing on violent ground.
I've been always thinking, yeah, how can they figure out this reservation? I keep on complaining, trying to move on, but I keep on hesitating. Making me feel like I'm useless, a little bit heartbroken. All I can do is continue while I'm in the middle of battling all my demons. I will shine for my people just like the northern lights. I'm on a quest, don't ask questions I cannot answer right. Now I'm in a trance, my energy was the best. My enemies and I'll be the one to protect what's left of our lands. Stand up, rise up, forever I provide. The fire, and I will never give up. Never giving them a chance to advance. My nation's made for defense. Every day they take from my life, and I only want it to end.
Now we gotta be strong for us to make it out. Every day is a war, gotta protect yourself. I would die for my people if it all goes down. Like class warriors, I'm standing on violent grounds. 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 I'm standing on violent ground.
First breath on earth, given a mission then to work. From the land, since I've been putting my hands and feet under the dirt. Observe rest when it would hurt, cause the vision is the worst. Understand that I've been put on the planet for more than my words. But the verse is only mandatory for the story to be heard. So a day to waste, what a day before me, man, will they ever learn? That's what I say with a book in my face, act like I'm trying to win a race. When I would slowly lose my place. So then I pull back the hood flap, look forward and then back and look back on the past.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. It is another Tuesday evening, and you are still listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and I'm in studios with...
Renee Jordan.
And we have a special guest who is no stranger to the air, but hasn't been on the air with us for a good while now. Transitioned from musician, singer, songwriter to... radio journalist covering music across Montreal and beyond. 514 Online Mix is their tag, is their the name of the show, and she goes by the name Chrisella Nicholas. So Chrisella, thank you so much for being here and telling us what you're doing, what's been up with you in these years since we last saw you. I'm curious about like what are some of the decisions that you make in order to bring an artist onto your show.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for the je ne sais quoi. What the je ne sais quoi is that you have something that I don't see often. You have something about you, or you write in a way, or you rap in a way, sing in a way that I don't normally see everywhere we go. I love local artists, indie artists, because they're not always following the script of mainstream artists, right?
Right.
They are adding their own flavor. They have so much creativity. They have a big window for creativity because they're not signed by anyone. There's no one telling them how to do their art and where to do their art. So we get to see the most beautiful side of indie artists because we're interviewing when they're in their prime. Oh. Right. So that's what we're looking for.
So basically, you don't want anybody that's a cookie cutter rapper performer.
No.
So like all of these people that are coming out with certain kind of trap tracks and stuff like that, that it almost sounds the same. You're like, okay, that's nice. There's a market for that, but we want something different.
That's it. That's it. We really are looking for that je ne sais quoi. We don't want to already expect, oh, yeah, we know what you're going to say in your songs. We know what you're going to do. We know what you're going to wear. I love when an artist can give you that mystery package. Pretty much you don't know what to expect. You don't know what kind of genre they're going to be in. And they have, like, basically a versatile style of the way they do music, and the sky's the limit. So that's what I'm really looking for.
And how would you say things have changed now that you're sitting on the other side of the table? It's often one way to be the artist and be interviewed. How does it feel to be interviewing others? Do you see some things that you may have done as an artist and you're like, ah, do you?
100%. It's funny because I as an artist before, what I didn't have was self-motivation and self-belief. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I could do this or even reach where I am today. So when I see some of the artists who don't believe in themselves or who are just scared, it's kind of so, like, mind-boggling to see that there's so much potential in us and we're still afraid to be ourselves. So it is a little bit weird being on this side sometimes, being the interviewer, when you just want to jump in and like, you know what, I want to collab with this person, I want to gaslight this person, but now I have to have basically a little bit, like, a different perspective on how I speak to the artists or how I view the artists, because I'm not only doing this as a hobby, I'm doing this for my business, so I have to make sure that I don't, like, step on any toes. But sometimes I just want to be on the other side and basically, you know, be the one interviewed, be the one making the music, the songs, which I don't have as much time to because I'm doing this, but I'm going to get back into it because I'm going to be making a new song as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just couldn't stay away from the other side of the table.
I can't. There's so many times I just want to jump in and be on the other side, be the one that's interviewed, but I also have a great passion for what I'm doing today, so I have no complaints at all. But I still love to sing, rap, and write. I love to write, and I love to write for others as well.
Mm. And when you look at someone else, do you often have to pull yourself back in terms of not necessarily critiquing their work, but giving your own advice as to how 100%. They should be doing things?
100%. Okay. All the time. There's always, like, I'm always holding back, unless if they ask for it and say, give it to me, I want to know what I can do. All I can do is basically tell them what I did wrong. That's all I can do, because if I knew everything I knew now, obviously I would excel differently. So that's what all I can do is basically, like, remind them, you know what, this is what I did wrong. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't advertise myself. I didn't put myself out there. I didn't network. So that's what I can do now, is just tell them what I did wrong.
Some of the things that I find that artists do wrong is not knowing how to price themselves.
And I find
that business is one of the most neglected aspects of being an artist, right? It's like understanding your price, understanding return on investment, understanding those things. That I personally, as an artist myself, feel like when you're going to art school, you should have a business class to match with every single art class that you're going to.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. How do you merge because you said this is your business. So how do you merge your business with, like, figuring out cost, figuring out how to charge for what you're doing and stuff like that?
Great. So I actually do get a lot of help when it comes to getting a second opinion. I like to work with people who know more than me. I actually learned that from P. Diddy, because what he does is he works with people who are smarter than him or just know a little bit more than him. Right. And they can help me with those price costs. And what I do to help myself is, OK, you know what? I do the research of everything I need. You know what? How much is it going to cost for a studio? How much is it going to cost for a studio over there, or the equipment over here and equipment over there? And this is how I set my prices as well. And I have to be fair, for I can only set a price for what I can offer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So how do you align yourself with these people that are, let's say, that know a little bit more about something than yourself? I mean, you aligned yourself somehow by a serendipitous occasion when you met Mitsumi, and she brought you to the radio station, and she sort of led you into the field, showed you the beginning, gave you a taste of things. But how do you get yourself in line with people that are going to progress your career forward?
Well, I'll tell you actually what I did to even align myself with Mr. Fisi. I noticed what he was looking for in artists, or I noticed what he was looking for in a host, and I would do it already. I would basically make a little like homemade resume. So I would do videos that would basically, you know, get their attention, or I would make certain interviews that would get their attention, and I start planting seeds. The worst that anyone can tell you is no. But if you don't try, that is 0%, right? And if you do try, it's 50-50. They can say yes or no. So what I do is take a leap of faith. I know my worth, and I know what I can bring to the table. And with knowing myself and knowing my worth, I'm able to approach someone and say, hey, you know what? This is what I need help with, or this is what I can do. Here I am. Here I am. And I'm Chrisella Nicholas, and I got your back. So whatever you need, just let me know that I can help y'all proceed. You know, I just get out there and jump on it.
And what would you say brought that change about in you from being the person that didn't believe in themselves to now, you know, being who you are today?
Rock bottom.
You hit rock bottom.
Okay.
I hit rock bottom.
And what was that for you? What was rock bottom
for you? That was just doing the same thing over and over again, not appreciating myself, not appreciating when others would win, and just not being that healthy person to myself. When I wasn't basically feeding my mind with the right foods when it comes to like the frequencies around me, or even what I eat, or everything, I just didn't care for myself. When I started taking the path on self-love, that's the change. I started loving myself so much that I knew, you know what? I don't need this negativity, because I have this love for myself, and I don't need it. I want to make myself happy. So in order to make myself happy, I need to have people and things around me that were positive. And when that started to take place, when I started to practice it more, everything else came naturally. When you love yourself, you don't care what other people think. You just want to make yourself so happy and enjoy the life you can. So rock bottom definitely changed that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Because when I was at rock bottom, sorry?
I definitely see the change in you, and it's so different. And I mean, it could be time, it could be many things, but I remember meeting you the first time, mm-hmm. when you were sort of getting into music.
Yes.
and then, you know, you were sort of, you know, I'm stepping in my foot in, I'm feeling it out, I'm seeing myself. You were a little bit timid, and the woman in front of me today is a completely different person. So self-assured, so confident. I was like, wow.
That's it. Self-love brought that basically to me.
I am impressed. I'm impressed. And, wow. And I just to see that growth, like I just love seeing our people just grow and move forward. And I see that change in you. And I see that you have this drive that you will be successful in what you're doing.
I do. And you know what? I'm going to actually tell you a little secret too. Actually, Pharaoh's teachings really changed my life as well, with knowing who I am, appreciating the color of my skin, and appreciating who I am and who our people are. So shout out to Pharaoh for always helping me basically learn who I am, like basically learning about who I am today. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say is the greatest lesson that you've learned from artists to today? What is the greatest lesson that you've learned?
There's actually I actually have a tattooed on me. I have the Bible verse tattooed on me when I was much younger, but it basically, you have to watch what you say, because whatever you wish for or whatever you say can come true. And that's what I had to learn. So if I was saying something negative based on how I was feeling at the moment, I could lose an opportunity just because of how I feel. And if I was able to just like have patience, think before I spoke or act, the outcome alone would be so much greater, you know?
It's like
that was the biggest lesson.
It's like that line that Will Smith once said, who I'm sure he was quoting somebody else. It says, whether you say you can or you can't, you're always right.
So exactly.
It's kind of like, if you say, well, I can't do this because blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter if the because blah, 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 blah. You say you can't do it, so you can't do it.
You can't. Exactly. Exactly.
And I kind of live by the philosophy of, like, anything that's worth doing is always going to be difficult. You know, and if you're not willing to put in the blood, the sweat, and the tears in order to get something accomplished, then what's the point? If you want everything to come easy, you might as well just go and rub all the lamps that have been created and see if you can get a genie to pop out, because that's the only way things are going to go like that when you snap your fingers, right?
Yes, so, yes.
And unfortunately, there are no genies currently alive, and the only genie that we have is the universe and the law of attraction. And if you don't want to work with the law of attraction, you know,
it will work against you.
Yeah, it'll work against you. It'll give you exactly what you want.
Exactly. You
know, or what you're talking about or focusing on.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're coming slowly coming out of, I guess you could say, a lockdown, quarantine periods. A few things are opening it up again. Do you see yourself perhaps going to any events in person and interviewing people in person this summer?
100%. We have actually a few events lined up coming this summer, some that I can't talk about yet. But the moment we're allowed to have more people when it comes to venues or outside areas, will be back on the streets interviewing artists, following them around, making them look like they're $1 million, you know, just making them feel good. We're going to be doing that very shortly again. And we are going to be going around Montreal and talking to some of the public as well. We're just going to make sure we're allowed to do that. But you're going to see us outside a lot more often.
Nice. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to get back to speaking to Chrisella, who is here from Online 514 Radio. So keep it locked. You're listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Watch out.
No, I'm bad without my safety. 2 cousins, 3 guns, so you know we getting home safely. Who doesn't wanna be the boss like we? But I mustn't slip too damn easy, cause it's nothing for some shit to catch you. When you hustling, everybody knows and like a man trip. I saw egos and them say you're not hungry. No, me can't believe so them I ain't like a film for your talent. I look out for make it better. For that I'm so forever nine for them. And as long as we some chatter, we're always getting paper. There will always be a hater, so they work hard. We stepping up, the money, the power, the respect. Motherfucker, yes, we just don't give a fuck. Love me or hate me, I don't give a shit, cause I got my family. KMZ is stepping up, hustle hard for the cause. Some people getting jealous of the world and them are proud. But we step on with God, and so we step on with God. I didn't eat my kill up in the land if I got. KMZ is stepping up, hustle hard for the cause. Some people getting jealous of the world and them are proud. But we step on with God, and so we step on with God. I didn't eat my kill up in the land if I got. Anybody when fill up in our crew, everybody in all the member is a family to the crew. So it's murder from your touch, me no care how. Full rush, yes, coming at you. Death before dishonor. Kill for my sister, my mommy, and my papa. Work with my cousins and my brother, we are the leader. Put up for the money and build up for them future. Mouth of the night from them money, a doctor, lawyer, or actor. That we are sponsor. Look no more, cause we have the answer. Open up doors, being broke is over. Remember I told ya, we're stepping up. The
money and the power to respect. Motherfucker, yes, we just don't give a fuck. Love me or hate me, I don't give a shit, cause I got my family.
Jordan's in stepping up, hustling hard for the cause. Some people getting dollars, so the world like them a fraud. But we step on with God, we say we step on with God. I didn't eat my kill up in the none if I got. Jordan's in stepping up, hustle hard for the cause. Some people getting dollars, so the world like them a fraud. But we step on with God, we say we step on with God. I didn't eat my kill up in the none if I got God.
Time we met was in an alley. You were rolling up that fatty. You were standing there so pretty. You were trying to tell me your name. The rhythm of my heartbeat has changed. I can feel it rushing through my veins. Have an addictive personality. I'm addicted to this fantasy. Yeah, my seasons just change and last like a game. I'm hard to tame, so you're not really to blame. If we'd ever part, that'd be such a shame. If we'd ever part, that'd be. How could you temporarily take away my pain? I know it will just creep up on me again. Oh, I'd rather, I need that temporarily relief, so I won't go insane. I want you to keep that smile on your face. I grind for our expensive taste. You love the way I clean off your plate. No need for dinner, cause we just ate. With you I forget the bullshit and hate. I love the way you keep me baked. I don't want it if it's fake. I said, I don't want it if it's fake, yeah. The seasons just change and last like a game. I'm hard to tame, so you're not really to blame. If we'd ever part, that'd be such a shame. If we'd ever part, that'd be. How can you temporarily take away my pain? I know it will just creep up on me again. Oh, I'd rather, I need that temporarily relief, so I won't go insane. How can you temporarily take away my pain? I know it will just creep up on me again.
Every day it's like I'm on my grind, motivated mostly by the money on my mind. All this time I've been working for success, but I guess that's a sign I'm not ready for it yet. Maybe that, or I'm coming for it full blast. Where's the champagne? Better pour me up a full glass, cause we're celebrating for the future in the making. And we gon' make it, whether or not we gotta take it, then we'll break it up together, cause
cause wanna hate when you're doing good. Ain't nobody give a fuck when you're doing bad. Cause wanna hate when you're doing good. Ain't nobody give a fuck when you're doing bad.
day it's like I'm on my grind. Wanna kick it with my girl, but I ain't got the time. If you wanna survive, you gotta swallow your pride. Treat your life like Facebook and put it all on the line. We all trying just to break through. But we hate on a brother when they have the potential of what it takes to. That's why with everyone I know I try to stay true and never let the bullshit in between us like the Facetune.
Cash persuades you, and once you get enough, it's probably gonna change you. I hustle for a decade, and dude, I done for money that I'm damn well ashamed to admit. Sold to people that got fucked. Anything from last dimes to innocence I've took. It's like money made us care less for others, but we justified it for sharing with each other. Motherfuckers wanna hate when you're doing good. Ain't nobody give a fuck when you're doing bad. So I'ma keep it moving like I should and show these fuck who I am, y'all.
Yes, 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 we're back. It is still Tuesday evening, and you are still tuned in to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and I am on the air with...
Renee Jordan.
And we have, on the air with us, we have Chrisella Nicholas, who is a former artist, still an artist, just putting that to the side burner for now, working on 514 Online Mix Radio. That is her passion. She's super passionate about it. While we were in the break, we were wondering, because you've been talking about all of hitting rock bottom and making changes and acknowledging yourself and accepting and loving yourself. And we are in the month, Pride Month. And we're wondering, like, how are you navigating Pride as a Black queer woman in a relationship with a Native person?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Right now, actually, in Ganawage, they are reaching out to the LGBTQ community as well, which is so important to my partner and I. In our communities, there's still a lot of stigma when it comes to being basically a part of the LGBTQ community. And growing up, I didn't have a lot of resources or people who looked like me and were going through what I was going through. I didn't have a lot of people in my life who could help me. So just the fact that I'm open about who I am today, I just want everybody to know that they could also come to us as well, to basically, you know, look for resources or help, or even just someone to talk to, because I understand how hard that is in our communities sometimes. Yeah. But there's a difference being made, that's for sure. A lot more people are opening up, and a lot more people are including everyone.
Was that a part of what was holding you back as an artist, like in the past?
100%. I'm so glad you asked, because I didn't know myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't know myself. I didn't allow myself to know what I liked, who I liked, or even what made me happy with terms of how should I look as a woman. I thought the only way to make it as an artist if I had looked like Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I guess sometimes it really does seem that way, but it just takes someone to be strong in themselves to make a change to the mold, or to the mold that has been created. Because, you know, there's always a trend. There's always an opportunity for someone else to bring something new to the table.
That's
you know, a
it.
Different voice, a different
yes.
look, a different point of view. So what do you... Is being a part of the community, is that something that you try to bring forth through the artists as well? Do you try to look and promote artists from the LGBTQ community?
Yes. We even have a new artist who's coming, who's actually a trans person, and Mocha. She will be joining us on 514 Online Mix Radio very shortly. It is a little bit hard to find a lot of artists in the community who are open and who don't mind talking about their experiences. We did have a few artists like Caleb Bishop, who's in Buffalo, New York, who's open about who she is. And she's kind of been an idol to me because she was always like, even Young Ma, she was always true to herself. And she was true to what she enjoyed wearing or what she enjoyed doing. And I was so inspired by that.
Mm-hmm. And now that you're able to fully be yourself, and now that you know who you like, and you're out there and you're free with it, how do you feel that has changed the musical artistry that you are going to produce in the future?
Oh, it changed because now, as you can see, there's more artists who are open. So there's so much that we didn't get from the LGBTQ community. There's so much art that you guys haven't seen yet, or that we haven't seen yet, that could be showcased in such a different way. And there's going to be more stories. And I feel like this will be a great addition to the music world, because now you're not going to be seeing artists who are basically not who they are. They're selling their persona, and it's just not who they are as well. So it's going to make a big splash. It definitely will be a big splash.
Well, we look forward to splashes and to your show by the pool.
Yes.
and so I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you seen the video by Lil Nas X?
Yes, I have.
And it's because...
Yes, I have.
Because he came out as queer... a couple of years ago. It's been a little while, but now he's really making sure that he showcases, you know, himself as a queer artist, a gay artist.
Yes.
How has that impacted you in seeing that video? And the video, what do you remember the name of the song?
Because I only remember the refrain. Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
Yes.
I heard the music a lot. I'm on TikTok, so I heard the song a lot, and I really enjoyed it, and it was very catchy, and the beat was beautiful. But then when you see the video, it feels completely different from the lyrics.
Different, yes, yeah. Yes. I had mixed emotions about that music video and the song. The song I loved.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great song, but I found the music video, it was kind of sad because it shows what society in a way has dumped to his mental state. He's basically saying, forget all of y'all. Y'all did this to me. You're the reason why I am basically rebelling right now, right? He's like, you guys want to see people do this? You think that this is who we are? And basically he's saying, you know what? I don't care. If you guys are going to say this is who I am, and I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be as raw or as basically explosive in my music video as I want. I appreciated the fact that he was himself. I really did. It's going to help other people who are like him. But the way he did it, I just wouldn't do it like that because it was just so... I don't know, because even with, like, for example, when it comes to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion making that song.
The WAP?
Right. So I can't ever see myself or looking for more artists who do stuff like that, who are so extra when it comes to sexuality, because I feel like it confuses a population, especially a younger population who is basically developing. And if you're going to do music for children and do work for children, you just have to be careful of what you do in the future. That's all I have to say with that.
Well, we could say that the music that those two sets of artists produced
is not
for children. Right.
Exactly. Cardi B came out right away. I'm not like here for your kids. I'm not making music for kids, but you didn't see her go to Sesame Street and basically promote herself in a show on Sesame Street or Elmo and then make basically WAP, make that song, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I had mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I think the promotion of Lil Nas X video was sort of aiming it at his younger self.
Yes.
So I think by aiming it at his younger self, it's sort of a promotion to younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the message I would have liked to have heard or would have liked to have received when I was younger. Or perhaps this was the message that I received and it wasn't the best message.
Yes, yes. If he actually came out right away as an artist like that, it would have been a little bit easier to basically understand who he is, which would left a lot of people confused. But this is why, like I said, we have so much to see from the LGBTQ community. We have so much doors to open and questions to ask. Even I'm still asking questions. So I have a lot to learn.
Well, I think about it like this, because when I saw the video, I thought the video was very beautiful. And I thought I thought I needed to take pause and think about it more, because I wasn't quite sure what all of the symbolism was. And what I did is I did research and I started watching critiques about the video and everything. And what I understood was when he from and this is not out of Lil Nas X's mouth himself, but people's interpretations and my understanding thereof is that homosexuality was demonized by the people he was closest to. So family members, probably even his parents, the church that he probably went to. And so this was his way of saying, okay, now I'm putting this in your face, because now you're telling me that I'm going to hell because I love a person that looks exactly like me. So here, take a look at this and be shocked by it. Like that's how I understood it, because I find that artists, what was it that Nina Simone said? I hope I'm paraphrasing it correctly, but if an artist doesn't challenge the society that they live in, then the artist is not doing their job, or something like that.
Exactly. I agree.
That's what he was trying to do with that particular video, is he wanted to challenge people to think outside of the box.